Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
Do you ever find yourself completely knocked off your tracks by a current or anticipated situation?
The feelings can range from despair to anger, but the result is that you're miserable and not functioning up to par.
Sometimes it really helps to stop and ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can come out of this situation? Usually you find that the worst thing is not as bad as your feelings would suggest, and in any case, the worst possible outcome is something that you're capable of handling.
Most of us have become experts at depressing ourselves about the hassles of life, and only clear thinking can turn those feelings around. This is John Tierney.
And Sue Walker of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
All the recent confusion about what is right in married sex performance has led many husbands and wives to rush to the bookstore for a so-called sex manual. Unhappily, not everyone finds real help with these guidebooks.
The sex manuals usually place a heavy emphasis on techniques of lovemaking. They are often contradictory among themselves as to what is right, because each presents the expectations and attitudes of the author, which have resulted from his background and conditioning. Some of their recipes for lovemaking are so unconventional as to be emotionally unacceptable to conservative folk, and some are so old-fashioned as to be laughable.
In the final analysis, it's an understanding acceptance of the other person and his expectations and attitudes, sometimes his confusions too, combined with an enlarged ability to communicate more meaningfully about sex, which will be the primary factor in sexual adjustment. This is John Tierney.
And Sue Walker of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
There are parents who regard certain children as undesirable friends simply because they belong to racial, ethnic, or economic groups the parents look down upon. They may openly discourage their child from associating with such children. Some boys and girls, in fact, avoid bringing home likable acquaintances of different backgrounds because they've sensed their parents' disapproval.
This is unfortunate. Boys and girls forced to relate only to their own kind are denied the stimulation and enjoyment that comes from knowing people different from oneself. Not given the chance to know them, they often grow up fearing them. Boys and girls who are allowed to relate to different kinds of children usually also do better at coping with different kinds of life experiences. This is Sue Walker.
And John Tierney of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
This week, we're talking about improving communication in marriage. Try this experiment, which will test your willingness to understand the feelings of your mate.
The next time you get into an argument with your spouse, stop the discussion for a moment and institute this rule. Each person can speak up for himself only after he has first restated the ideas and feelings of the spouse to the spouse's satisfaction.
You may find this to be a useful tool because it causes you to really crawl inside the other person's skin and look at the world through their eyes. This doesn't mean that you necessarily have to agree with the other person, but at least you know where they're coming from. This is Sue Walker.
And John Tierney of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
Putting the ex-mate down in the presence of the children is a real temptation for the divorced parent. Naturally enough, feelings of resentment and anger can provoke outbursts such as, your father just wants to run around, or your mother never really cared about you.
Although providing a temporary release of feeling, this kind of talk is ultimately self-defeating and destructive because it prolongs the hurt and bitterness which causes parents and children so much pain in divorce. A child needs to feel good about both parents. Although the image of the absent parent should not be over-idealized or unrealistic, the child's attention can be focused on the positive qualities of that parent.
There's a practical aspect to all of this. Because of the children, divorced parents must retain some kind of relationship. Their attempts to project what is best for each of the children will go a long way toward developing the kind of mature relationship necessary to meet their mutual responsibilities in a way which is most beneficial to all concerned, parents and children. This is Sue Walker.
And John Tierney of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
Alcohol has recently been referred to as a family affair, and perhaps that's because alcohol-related problems touch all of us in one way or another.
It is estimated that in our country, 9 out of 10 adults who drink do so without any apparent damage to themselves or society. Why are they different from the 9 million people who have become problem drinkers? Perhaps it's because they're careful about the timing and conditions under which they drink, or they limit their intake. Researchers have found that family customs have a strong influence on the ways in which we deal with booze. For instance, parents who consistently set an example of drinking responsibly and in moderation can cultivate in their children a similar respect for alcohol.
The real message is that the family is a powerful influence on the drinking habits of its members. Lines of communication should be kept open for freely discussing healthy attitudes about alcohol. This is John Tierney.
And Sue Walker of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
Don't be afraid to tell those really close to you what you want and expect from them.
A tremendous amount of frustration and disappointment can be spent expecting others to read our mind. The pat old phrase, if he or she loves me, they'll know how I feel, is simply not true.
One way of strengthening an intimate relationship is to care enough to share your preferences, whether about sex, food, gifts, travel, entertainment, raising kids, and all the rest.
If you want to be pleased, you have to be fairly open about the things that please you. This is John Tierney.
And Sue Walker of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
On Living with Life, we've been talking about tension, how it develops, and how we can deal with it.
Sometimes we keep ourselves in a constant state of stress by always trying to edge out the other fella, to get there first. Initially, you may seem to gain, but you often essentially become a victim of your own scrambling and the hostility and retaliation of others. The next time that you have an urge to edge out somebody, consider whether or not it wouldn't be better to every once in a while yield the advantage, give the other guy a break. Think of it. Does it pay to get yourself all worked up by getting a seat on the bus, grabbing a 50-cent bargain, or squeezing someone out of a parking place?
If you win, you gain little of real value. If you lose, you become irritated, resentful, and tense. So the choice is yours. You can make life a continual tug of war, or you can give others a break, avoid some headaches, and make a few friends along the way. This is John Tierney.
And Sue Walker of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
In dealing with teens, Dr. Chaim Ganot offers the following advice without reservation. Don't attack, don't criticize, but do deal with the situation at hand.
Criticizing personality is like performing surgery. It always hurts, and at times it can be fatal.
The worst criticism is one that stamps the whole personality with a devastating adjective such as, you're a liar, you're lazy, or you're no good. Such a label is generally false, inevitably insulting, and always infuriating.
So remember, in dealing with teens, even though your patience is frazzled to the breaking point, don't attack, don't criticize, deal with the situation at hand. This is John Tierney.
And Sue Walker of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202. Time to take another minute for WAKY's Living with Life series.
While it's true that some guys enjoy dating non-aggressive, non-demanding girls, few want to associate themselves permanently with a helpless female. Being independent doesn't make you less feminine, and it's likely to make you more desirable in today's world where women are expected to think for themselves.
A self-sufficient girl is not necessarily selfish or domineering. She's simply able to make her own decisions and offer her ideas. Whether you plan to run a home, hold down a job, or work out a combination of the two, your competence and resourcefulness will add to your happiness and satisfaction in life. This is Sue Walker.
And John Tierney of River Region for WAKY's Living with Life series.
If there's a certain topic you'd like to have discussed by mental health experts, write to Living with Life in care of WAKY 554 River City Mall, Louisville, 40202.